All right, we're live. YouTube and Facebook is where we are until I can go live on other channels. That's where I am. Okay, let me see. I'll just wait. No one's joined me yet. I'm all alone. We'll wait till we get a notification here. Okay, I think we're live on YouTube. Facebook, join me. Hey guys, comment, anything going on? Has anything happened today? I'm just checking in with you guys. I'm not sure if anything is going on. hello. I am on Rumble. Bridget, said you need to get on Rumble. I'm on Rumble. I'm on there. Find me, conservative mama. Get in here, guys. Get in here. Happy Friday. Praise God. Oh my goodness. I wasn't going to go live today. I'm a mom, a busy mom with lots of things going on over the summer. Kids are involved in all sorts of activities and they're kind of my focus. Not they're always my focus, but they tend to take up a lot of my time during the summer. So if a video hits me, I'm like, guys, just give me like 30 minutes. I got to shoot something. Right now, they're all hanging out. And I'm like, guys, I gotta go live. I gotta say something here. And I don't want to get emotional, but I mean, when that news broke this morning, I was like, what? For 49 years, guys, we have been taking the life of the unborn in the womb. And it was just declared today, it's no longer the law of the land. So praise God. I mean, seriously, praise God. And I know there's been tons of people praying on this issue. I know people that have been in this battle for years. A shout out to my mom who raised me as pro-life, but also was very active in the pro-life just ministering to women as a kid, as I was growing up. And a shout out to my sister-in-law, Amy. She's done an incredible amount of work to advocate for the unborn. And this is just a huge win for everybody that you know believes in science. And science says a baby in the womb is a life, a living life with a beating heart. And this is a huge victory. And I remember my mom talking, because in the 80s, they were always saying, like, as technology like advances, then of course people will realize that it's a life and you know, abortion will end. Like that was kind of like how they thought. They were like, you know, as technology advances and they can really, you know, start to see inside the womb and as all that kind of just develops more, people will realize, oh, this is clearly a life and what needs to be protected. And it's kind of shocking that the left has taken such a hard stance against life, and this is such a win. And I know it goes back to the states. I fully acknowledge that. But what I find so significant about this moment is when you look at United States of America as a whole, and you see that our Supreme Court has just ruled that taking the life of an unborn baby in the womb is not the law of the land. That's not who we are. That's not what we stand for. And that's not what we want blanketed over our nation. And to have that removed is such, it's such a victory. It's a spiritual victory for those of you out there that are Christians and have been praying and know the significance of life. And I mean, God has an opinion on this. There is a God in heaven. He does have an opinion. The creator of life is pro-life. And I guarantee you, he's smiling right now. He is there. The heavens are rejoicing. And the saints are cheering us on. And this is a huge moment because, I mean, the Bible says God knew us before he formed us. So we knew our spirit, right? You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And the Bible says that God knew our spirit before he formed us. Like he knew us before he formed us. So, I mean, all of those lives that have been taken, I know it just grieves the Father's heart, but to know now that we're taking a stand, that a stance has been taken, is just such a, it's such a victory, and it's just so awesome. And I'm just so, I you know, it's, and I know it's going to get crazy. I know it's going to get crazy. And, but it also, I mean, there's a tons of things that this does, and I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but it also shows, I mean, Justice Kavanaugh had his life threatened. Like, there was a guy that like tried to murder him, allegedly. We'll see how it all plays out in court and everything. But I mean, they are rabid and like threatening the life of our justices. And it just shows you that we will not be bullied. You have to take a stance. And lots of people are like, oh no, now the left is going to go crazy. They're going to go nuts. They're going to lose their minds. Oh no, we never, ever, ever make decisions based on what the left is going to do. Yes, they're crazy. Yes, they're going to go nuts. But we are not intimidated. You cannot live a life of intimidation and not speak up because of that. I mean, that's why we've gotten to the point where we are as a nation. We've been silent. You know, we've been busy raising families, busy working our jobs, and just kind of head down, getting it done. And in the meantime, the left has just been advancing and entrenching all of our places of influence. And until we start to say enough, we're taking it back, no more, we're going to continue to see wickedness prevail. So we have to take a stand. You got to speak up. And if anything, I'm just so, I thank God for our justices that they held strong in the midst of extreme adversity, death threats. They're like, no, we're not caving. This is, we're not going to make this the law of the land. It's going to go back to the states as it should be. And making that hard line. And I encourage all of you guys to start to speak up. Do not be intimidated by the left. Especially if you're a believer, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have authority over the darkness. You have authority over wickedness. You have authority over any plan of the enemy. You have authority. You have a say. And it's time that we rise up and take our role as Christians and people of faith. I mean, rise up and know who you are. And I'm just, I'm so thankful that I have not been silent. And a shout out to all of you people that have not been silent, that have not been timid and, oh, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to ruffle feathers. Ruffle some feathers, man. Get in the face of wickedness and take a stand on it. We cannot allow this to prevail. And today is a significant victory, but we should not be afraid. Oh no, now they're going to riot. Let them riot. This is what, and I was praying about this earlier. And what's so awesome is God's like, I'm letting it all out. Like, I'm letting it all out. It's going to all be seen. No, it is going to be so clear, good versus evil, light versus darkness, because the Father's heart is that none should perish. He loves every single person out there, and he wants them all. He wants them all to know him and have a deep relationship with him. And he doesn't want it to be like unclear or I don't know, like God, I don't know. He's going to make it so clear that it won't be like, oh, I accidentally sided with evil. Like I accidentally chose darkness. It's going to be so clear. And that's what's so awesome about God, because God wants it to be clear. There's no confusion. The Father's heart is never to confuse. It's going to be so clear. So as they get crazy, as they riot, as they destroy, as they expose their hearts and who they are, those that have been like, I don't know, are going to see it. They're going to be like, oh, that is clearly evil. That is clearly wicked. That is so anti-God. That I can't be a part of it, that I won't be a part of it. So I say, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Shine it all a light on it. Expose it. Let the wicked be seen for who they are. Let it be exposed. And so those that are kind of like unsure would know. And I think that that's what's going to happen here. And it's so exciting to be alive in these times. I mean, there were people that had been fighting in the pro-life, ministry and world, and that never saw this day, right? They said, oh, it's impossible. It couldn't happen. It can't happen. But it just shows you that the impossible can happen. That when we get together and we focus, we can accomplish the impossible with God, right? All things are possible with him. So, and never, ever, ever shy away. Like, don't let, and I'm already watching some of these riots and the, you know, the crazy left. Let them, right? Let them. I want everybody to see it. I do. I want everybody. I want. So it's like, you know, make your pick. And what's so significant is Jesus. He goes, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth if you're lukewarm, right? You're either hot or cold right now, guys. It's either light or darkness. I mean, the line is being drawn, and it's time to pick a side and to stand for it and to speak up and to speak out and to not cower down, to not be a coward. You cannot be a coward, all right? So, and they think, oh, we can intimidate you. Oh, we'll dox you. Oh, we'll do this. Oh, we'll show up at your house. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when you know who you are and you speak with authority, then nothing can harm you. I mean, that's a promise from the Heavenly Father. No evil will befall you, right? Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil because he's with you. He is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is with you. And we are living in times right now where the battle in the spiritual realm is so intense, but today was a victory. It was a huge win. And I'm so excited where we go from here, because yes, it goes back to the States, but I also think it's an incredible opportunity for us to really reach the hearts and the souls of people that are conflicted right now, right? They're like, because they know deep in their heart that the life inside of a woman is a separate life that is entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And science says it's a life, the baby is a life, and they know that, right? But they're conflicted because maybe they had a friend that had an abortion, or they themselves had an abortion. So they feel like they can't say anything. I'm just telling you right now, you can. You can and you must. Speak up, okay? I'm just thrilled. And I thought that I needed to get on here and just, out of all days, to go live, to come on and just say yes. I mean, my goodness, what a victory. What a win, right? We've been watching like a lot of loss take place over the last 2 years, and just a complete destruction under this current administration. But today was a significant win. Also yesterday, huge win for the Second Amendment. You know, in New York saying that you had to present like a reason why you need to conceal and carry a weapon. And the Supreme Court said, you don't need a reason. It's a constitutional right. Yeah, who are we asking for permission, by the way? Like the government? Like who's the government? Like who are these people that are like, oh, we have to go to them and ask them if we can exercise our constitutional rights? We don't need to ask them, okay? It's your right. Exercise it. Protect yourselves. Protect your family. So that's another huge win, huge victory. So it's just so exciting. And a huge shout out to President Trump. I mean, let's be honest. This would not have happened if we would not have had President Trump for 4 years. Oh, and I got to show you guys this. I just tweeted this out on Twitter, but it was, oh gosh, it's me. I don't know if you can see this. See that? There's me in the background, but that little baby in Trump's arms, that little girl is my little girl, Evelyn. And she's with her cousin there at a Trump rally. And a shout out to President Trump, because this wouldn't have happened. This wouldn't have happened. So if anything, I mean, hello, overturning Roe v. Wade, what a legacy. That alone is a legacy to leave. And I tell you, we all stand before the Father someday. We all stand before the Father, and we have to justify what we did here on this planet. And I think having to stand before God and say, hey, I appointed several Supreme Court justices that overturned Roe v. Wade is monumental. Monumental. So praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That's pretty much all I got to say. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't ever think that your prayers do not have, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I'm telling you, prayer move this needle, right? Prayer. Pray, pray, pray. God hears our prayers and he responds to our prayers. And they do take your words have so much authority, more than you could ever imagine when you give them authority, right? It comes down to whether you give authority to your words or not. And I've chosen to give authority to my words. So I'm very careful about what I speak, right? You don't just say something or pronounce a death over something or unhealth over something because your words hold power if you give them power. And I mean, you just read the book of James in the Bible, and it's all about the power of your words. So when you give authority to your words and you then pray with authority, you move the needle. You really do. So praise God. Praise God. And just, gosh, enjoy this weekend. Okay. Take a victory lap. We got a win. We got a couple wins. Also a school choice win. And I don't know the details of that, but I know that, parents being able, in what state was it? Oh gosh, someone could tell me. Parents having the right to choose where their tax dollars go, and they can choose to send them to private education if they want to. I don't know where that was, but that's a huge win for school choice. So we've had a few wins here, and God is good. Right when you think like, man, it's getting dark, you see the light, right? It's like Elijah. I could keep going. But Elijah, when he was praying for rain, right? And he was praying for rain in Kings, and he's praying and he's praying and he's praying. And he sent one of his sidekicks, guide, servant, out to look and see, you know, if rain was coming. And a servant came back, and like there was back and forth, no, no, no. And then finally a servant went out and he said, I can see a cloud, right? It's the size of a fist. And Elijah knew that that's rain. It's coming. It's coming. Rain is coming. And rain came. And this was the cloud, right? We see the cloud, and the overturn of Roe v. Wade is that cloud that's bringing rain and just, I believe, revival. And I think we're going to see just a move of God like we've never seen before. And it's exciting. It's exciting, guys. So keep praying. Don't ever, ever think that you're not moving the needle with your prayers, because you are. So have a wonderful and blessed weekend, and praise God. All right, you guys. We'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.